And now let's hear from a wonderful man. He is Gerald Celente, and he is joining us from Kingston, New York. Gerald, welcome to the David Knight Show as I get to fill in. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you being here, of course, coming from the headquarters of the Trends Journal. Welcome to the show and happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you. It's not a happy Friday. I'm so sad.
You're not rolling in the splendor of the State of the Onion address, or is it a little too stinky?
You know, it's just a lot of more crap, you know. I'm so heartbroken to see the decline of this country. You know, I was just listening, you know, I'm a real jazz fan, you know, but you know, going back from ragtime to swing to
right. I remember we got to talk a little bit about that because my dad brought me up with that, listening to Gene Krupa on the drums and great stuff.
And, you know, and I'm listening to some, you know, Southern music, you know, the hillbilly music and stuff. And the spirit of America was so high and everybody's having a good time and laughing, you know. Yeah, things were tough, but you went out and had a good time. And now there's no good times. I'm up here in the Hudson Valley. How about Death Valley? There's no nightlife anymore. I mean, everything is a drag.
And it's such a beautiful area, too. It could be so vibrant, but everybody's opportunities have been crushed through so many vectors. It's ridiculous.
Again, they've sucked the joy out of life. And you talked about the moronic speech yesterday. Of course, I didn't. You know, he was on fire. What, a little goddamn clown, a little boy of nothing, a little jerk, one after another. I can't stand either of them. I want to make this really clear. You know, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in the quote system. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I ran major political campaigns in Westchester County, the richest county in America. I designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology, how to run political campaigns, taught it at St. John's University. I've been in the system. There, I got out. It was a freak show. Little boys and girls that bend over and suck up to get their way up. Little bunch of nobodies. And that's what this country's become. I'm little Andy Cuomo. I'm a daddy's boy of nothing. Born on third base. Thought I hit a home run like little slime ball Georgie Bush. Little chew dope up there in Canada. Shut down your business. Stand 6 feet apart. Only 10 people are allowed to come in your house. Heil Hitler. Yes, sir.
And then they've got the audacity to talk about freedom. You know, Trudeau did it just again a couple times this week, and Biden did it last night, right off the bat, trying to conflate the United States perpetuating that meat grinder in Ukraine to somehow, Gerald, freedom. Amazing. By the way, Gerald, I want to mention before we go on any further, I know that I mentioned about, you know, chatting for a half hour, but if you can stay longer, I would love it, you know, because I wasn't sure how long you would want to go. So
you can only do a half hour.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's discuss a couple of the things as we compare Joe Biden claiming the economy is doing great. And of course, violent crime is down, completely contrary to reality. Over at Trends Journal, I want to show some folks what you've got here. And you've got some very important things. For example, the trend about the EV, that is an excellent, excellent piece. And how soon until banks can offer crypto custody services to clients? Plus, of course, what you have a very good piece about a couple banks recently that are dealing with business properties and they are in a lot of trouble. So take your pick to tell us what you would like to really flag for people to watch. And they can find this at the Trends Journal. And of course, if they use David Knight code, David Knight Show, they get 10% off, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true. And it costs about $2.50 a week, a lousy cup of coffee. And again, look at our top trends. We're going to talk about it. One of our top trends, this is going to be a golden year for gold. Oh, yeah. Guess what? As we go on the air now, gold is what? $2,175 an ounce. When we wrote this, it was about 1,900.
Right.
Yeah. And what are another one we're going to talk about? Banks go bust. When they locked down And again, talking about crime and stupidity, all this money going into the military industrial complex, our country rotting in front of our eyes. The subways in New York is a night in Calcutta. A little clown girl playing a governor in New York. Again, men, women, boys, girls, black, white, green, yellow. Don't want to hear the crap. Good and bad comes in everything. This little jerk he got running, this Huckleberry. We're going to send National Guard to the subway system. Again, putting things together. The bank's going bust. Nobody talks about the reason why this crime went up was because of all the years of lockdowns. And what we said, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Yeah. So let's go back to the office building bust. Again, this is the data. Your office vacancy rate in New York City, meaning nobody in the buildings, only about, it's 22.8%, 23%. 23% vacant. Your office occupancy rate in New York City, 49.7%. Wait a minute. You mean only 50% of the people are going back? That's right. And you got 23% of the buildings are vacant? Yeah. How about all the businesses that used to depend on commuters? How the hell with them? Who cares? Again, now the office building bust, which we warned back in May of 2020 in your Trends Journal. We said there's going to be an office building bust that's going to bring down the banking system.
Yeah.
Screw you. What are you talking about? You don't know anything. You're not on mainstream media anymore. You used to be on everybody. Oprah a couple of times. Used to be on CNN four times a month. I used to be on everybody. Good Morning America, the Today Show, on and on and on and on. We don't want you there because you speak the truth and you won't swallow the crap that they're putting out there. So let's go back to the banking system. Let's say I have 10 stories in a building. My people don't want to come back to work anymore. After they're staying home week after week, month after month, year after year, saying to themselves, holy Christ, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, commute an hour and a half. I'm not going to do that anymore. I can't believe I was destroying my life like this, sitting behind a car like this and bumping the bumper traffic. Okay. Listen, stay home. They were in cubicles anyway. I'm the boss. I don't see these people. Why do I need all this space?
Right. Right.
All right. So now you're going to see default rates, and you're seeing with this New York bank already, and it's one after another. There are about, according to the Federal Reserve, about 60 banks suffering from strict defaults coming up.
Oh, boy.
They're hardly mentioning this at all. You got to really, really, really do it. Again, go to the wall. I can't say the word, but it's S-H-I with a T in it, journal. Because that's what it is now. There's no data on what was the German manufacturing index? What did it came out? Yes. Oh, you mean it was way down again? Or how about what? No data anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. Look at Gerald. You've got a piece here that I flagged last night over dinner. I was looking at this, and I just want to show it to people in the Trends Journal. This is the headline, top trend, office building bust from March 5th, pension fund dumps office.
Yep.
And this is a little bit of what you mentioned. This refers to this. And this is the solidity of the information that you provide for people who really want facts on the ground that they can deal with and try to prepare and make some decisions about their money. As you say, the Wall Street Journal, it's so difficult to even look at it. In many cases, so every once in a while, they'll have something, an editorial or something. But you say here, the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, CPIB, was one of the earliest pension funds to put money into commercial real estate, inspiring others around the world to do the same. Now, the board has sparked worries that other retirement systems will follow its lead in dumping its holdings in office buildings at deep discount prices. If that becomes a trend, it will drive down property values across the sector even faster than they're falling currently. In one instance, the CPIB, Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board, sold its interest in a New York City office development project for a dollar yes, a single dollar just to escape probable future losses. It sold its share to Boston Properties, another partner in the deal, which also agreed to assume the board's debt from the project. And there's so much more here, but there's something down a little further. You say banks and investment funds around the world have thrown money into office blocks for decades. Now, many are conceding that a significant portion of those loans may fail, Fortune reported. More than $100 billion in commercial real estate loans are maturing this year, and $1.1 trillion worldwide will come due before 2028.
And it's then... And then if you go to our economic update in this week's Trends Journal, we have this is reported that, quote, the delinquency rate for office buildings in New York City has increased, you ready, by more than 1,000% from January 2023 to January 2024, according to data from CoStar. 1,000%. Hey, did Taylor Swift have sex last night? I mean, that's the kind of news that is news.
That's so, we yeah, won't talk so frivolous. Unbelievable. Wow. Well, you know, Gerald, you've mentioned before your experience at 9/11, the things that people need in order to be prepared. One of the things before we get to the physical stuff is this information. And I know you've been making great strides, you know, every week your conversations with Judge Napolitano, and you've been on a lot of programs talking to a lot of people. Are you getting a sense, Gerald Celente, that you're getting more access to more people recently in a sort of a this growing nascent expansion of the independent reporters and people doing podcasts and things like that?
Yes and no. We're getting shadow banned on YouTube. You see the hate mail I get and people contacting YouTube, they're calling me an anti-Semite and I hate Jewish people.
Yeah.
Because you see the cover of this week's Trends Journal.
Yeah. Well, of course, if you're at all in favor of a ceasefire, then clearly you're anti-Semitic. I mean, Don't people understand this? I mean, we're all, and my last name is Goldsmith. A lot of people think I'm Jewish. And I've mentioned this before on my own program, Gerald. I went to Boston University, right? And just to let you know what this is like, my roommate for 2 years was one of the reporters. His name is Sean Naylor. He's one of the reporters who exposed that the CIA was spying on Julian Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy. So we've always been pretty pro-liberty guys. So I have an English-Irish name, right? I often mention on St. Patrick's Day, I get in front of a mirror and I yell at myself for my own rebellion and British oppression. But they thought I was Jewish. And I would hear things from the Zionist Jewish people. And there were other people who were very religiously inclined and so on. But the way that they would describe the Palestinian people, it blew me away then. They were just like animals. I couldn't believe it. And if I at all criticized them, it was the gaslighting. It was the, what are you, anti-Semitic? I thought you were Jewish. Like, what are you talking? I'm talking about a political system of oppression that has been growing decade after decade, taking people's land. I thought that was bad when it was done to the Jews in Germany and Poland. What are you talking about? It's just insane. And it's this mindset on hyperdrive now. You can't say anything. It's nuts.
Yeah. So again, you know, we say what we say when we have no advertisements in the Trends Journal. And again, it's only like if you get it from the night, it's only about $2.50 a week. So anyway, yes, I have a lot of, but we're getting the hate mail that I'm getting. Again, I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. I'm not anti-American because I hate America's wars. I'm not anti-Jewish because I hate Israel's genocide of the Palestinians. And if you look up the definition of genocide, it's exactly what they're doing.
And isn't it amazing, Gerald, to see these transparent, these shallow bottom feeders in Washington, D.C. and others, like Victoria Nuland, like people like Joe Biden, or people like Amy Klobuchar, or people like Lindsey Graham, on the one hand, claiming that they've got to support Israel. At the same time, every one of those people associated, and as I mentioned before earlier on the program, with Oleh Tyanybok and the members of the Sloboda Party in Ukraine as they overthrew the elected leader Yanukovych in late 2013, early 2014, and worked with Nazis to put in Yatsenyuk and worked with Oleh Tyanybok and the Sloboda Party, and then allowed for the systematic destruction of tens of thousands of people in the Donbass region with those Nazi Azov battalion people. And they've got the fatuous gall to talk about how they support Jewish people while they're, on the other hand, hanging out with Nazis in Ukraine. It's like, do they ever think that people might notice this stuff?
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about people. But by the way, what you're saying, yeah, hardly anybody knows. Here, this is the cover of the Trends Journal going back to 2014. See how happy that guy is? It's about the United States overthrow of the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych.
There you go.
Ms. Facha Brut, what's her name there? Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance in such monic agenda. In a speech to the National Press Club last December, which was 2013, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in NGOs, non-governmental organizations in Ukraine. You ready? To, quote, teach democracy. Stealing $5 billion of our money to give to the crime syndicates to overthrow this government.
Are you kidding me? To teach democracy?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
But that's what America does. Don't you understand? We attack Vietnam.
You know, Gerald,
we attack Iraq. We attack Afghanistan to bring freedom and democracy.
Absolutely. Just unbelievable.
We began
it's
World
unbelievable.
War One.
And I got to tell you.
We're marching off to bring democracy.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was joking around. I was sitting around about, you know, the Barack Obama, Dick Lugar visit to Ukraine in around 2005, 2006, when the weapons started with some billions that they provided over there, the bioweapons labs that Victoria Nuland admitted to Marco Rubio a couple of years ago. And she said, well, they're research facilities. And she used the term Ukrainians, but just ridiculous. Actually, finally admitting it. I was joking around about, you know, Barack Obama at that time going in there and, you know, shaving off some money and giving those guys like easy bake ovens for their lab stuff to cook up some of these chemicals. But the thing that really got me was around 2013, I was reporting on this coup, and a buddy of mine, and I mentioned this on my show, the Liberty Conspiracy show that I do it in the evenings. A buddy of mine had worked for the Obama administration under Eric Holder very briefly, and he got out just before. Yeah. And I had gone to school with this guy, high school with this guy. You know, we went to punk rock clubs together and stuff like that. He was more on the left wing side. He got out before the Fast and Furious stuff blew up. And so I knew, it was like, oh, you must have heard about that. He comes up to me December of 2013. He says, hey, guard, where are you getting your information? I'm listening to your podcast about Ukraine. Where do you get that information? And I had been sort of tipped off to the United States trying to overthrow Syria and so on and so forth. You know, so I've been watching this. And then when the Russians dropped their long-term debt holdings for the U.S. around 2008, 2009, I was like, that was when they started to try to show isolations and try to block Russian energy exports. It was very clear what they were doing, right? And so I said, well, you know, I'm just getting my information, and, you know, I'm talking about Yanukovych, the false flag of the snipers and stuff. And I said, well, you're right. And there's a lot more. And I said, oh, really? Like what? And this is December. They haven't even installed the new government there yet or anything like that. He said, there's a lot more. And it's like what? So then he paused. And I mentioned to my audience, I don't know whether he was just playing up the drama, but he said, you know, I think I better stop there. I have a daughter now. So I said, all right, man, whatever you want to do, dude, whatever you want to do, but I'm going to keep reporting on this stuff. and he has decoupled from me. I haven't heard from him since a few months after that. So
again, you know, it's a crime syndicate that people call a government. I mean, here we are, we got a choice between Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. I mean, well, we got only two parties run the whole country. I mean, what's a joke? And look at these little boys that you mentioned, little Lindsey Graham, Rubio. These little boys couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Anybody that wants to support a war overseas, go over there and fight. Send your wife, your kids, your transgenders, go over there and fight. Send your money or shut your mouth. I want my money to stay in America. Occupy Peace, the movement that I launched, one of the major elements of the platform, close all the bases overseas. What do we got? Over 800 in about 80, 90 countries. Secure the homeland with the troops. Put our money to rebuilding our rotted third world infrastructure. Anybody, you want to go to war, let the people vote. Those are the platforms. Again, so going back to talking about the war, going back to the economy with Biden, 63% of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck. The cost, 38% of people's income, 38% is going into the cost for rentals. For rentals. Meanwhile, the bigs keep getting bigger. Going back to immigration, and they could stop it from coming in. Very simple. They don't want it to. They need more cheap labor. Go to Walmart. I don't go to any of them. I go to Home Depot because I need hardware stuff. And again, they used to have, when I was a young guy, they had hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores. You know, now it's stationery chains, drug chains, grocery chains, hardware chains. They're all chains. Go to any of them. Help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. Because they pay the plantation workers of Slavelandia nothing. They want all the cheap labor they could get in this country. So going back to the reality, when Clinton ran for office, another slime ball, murderous little clown, the backstage in the campaign, the slogan was, "It's the economy, stupid." That's what the people care about the most. And going back to the clown Biden's speech last night, that's what they're going to keep doing. So let's go back. Gold prices are going way up as we had forecast. The reason they're going up too, number one, the lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls and the higher gold prices go because gold is dollar based. So as the dollar goes down, it's cheaper for other countries to buy gold. And by the way, China splurged on gold for 16 straight months. And the People's Bank bought about almost 400 troy ounces of gold last month. 400,000. All right?
Wow.
And it's one bank after another. The number of central banks buying combined total of around 1,000 tons a year. And this is according to Rona, the head of StoneX Financial Limited. So, reason number two, World War III has begun. It's not going to become official until there's a major event that happens that, oh my God, like a 9/11, like the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It was going on before that. Right. So there's going to be, look what happened when three people were killed, three on the Jordan-Syrian border in America, bombs away over Syria and Iraq. Right. So when it's going to happen, there's going to be a major false flag event or something that's going to make World War III official. And they're going to do it in the Middle East with the United States, Israel going after Iran. When that becomes, that happens, you're going to see oil prices spike to above $130 a barrel. That's going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. Going back to gold.
Those dominoes fall so easily. Yeah. And then going back to gold. Yes. So focusing on that is so key.
So you got the geopolitical and the real economic. We were talking about the banks go bust. The people are suffering now. The street people on Main Street feel it. They don't, it doesn't become a reality until Wall Street goes down. Then the people feel it as the real pain. And again, you're looking now, the data just came out. The, the unemployment rate's almost 4% now. Actually, it's much higher.
Absolutely. Right.
The official rate now is 3.9%. And again, you look at Challenger and Gray came out with an article yesterday that the layoffs are the highest rate since 2000. Here we go. Not making it up. Layoffs rise to the highest rate for any February. You ready? Since 2009. That's the height of the Great Recession.
Wow.
And again, we had forecast, I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 in 2007. So we're going to go to going back to gold. Gold, number one, I'm very bullish on Bitcoin, not because I like it, hate it. It's because the people don't understand what's going on. You have an inflation rate in Argentina, for example, of about 250%. People can't buy gold. So what they're doing is they're watching their currency go down the crapper, Turkey, one after another, with inflation in Turkey's wide, about 68%. They're buying Bitcoin. They're buying like a tiny bit, a tiny bit, a tiny bit. So that's going to keep driving the prices up. So I'm bullish on Bitcoin, gold, and silver is a longer shot. And again, we don't give financial advice. We're saying what we see and why. Mm. And so that's how we see this unfolding.
Well, it's extremely important, and people can see what has been happening to gold recently. It's the inevitable consequence of a central banking system that is funding a massively indebted nation state that continues to try to play on people's political funny bones and rub their backs and scratch their under their chins. It's got to stop. People need to recognize it, or at least prepare. And you know, I really admire this cover, if I might again show it, Gerald. Hate Israeli genocide, you're an anti-Semite, because I agree with you. I think that their target is Iran. They want to take out Iran, and they also want to overthrow Assad in Syria. As long as it takes them, they'll try to wipe him out. And I worry very, very greatly that the United States government and various NGOs might be working to try to bring in certain immigrant factions that they already know they've got here and will be ready to do something that will be depicted as anti-Semitic activities, like trying to take out a Jewish synagogue or something
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That. If a Jewish synagogue went, you could blow up all the mosques you want in Gaza, but don't touch a synagogue.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It just blows me away that at the same time that Joe Biden and his fatuous gang of creeps can sit there and say, well, we need to make sure Israel has a right to exist. First of all, philosophically, no state has any stinking rights. They're states. They're abstract entities. They're not human beings. Second of all, if you want to send a check to Israel, Mr. Biden, you go ahead and do so. Leave my neighbor out of it. And I don't quite understand how it is they can talk about democracy and freedom and things like that, as those poor people there have been told, oh, go to, say, Khan Yunis. And then they bomb Khan Yunis. Go to this hospital. It's unbelievable. Week after week, day after day, everything the Israeli government says has been shown to have been a lie or not substantiated with any real proof. And
go
yet
to
Gray,
stopping at that about a lie, about all the Jewish women that were raped by Hamas.
Yes. Exactly.
Go to Gray
Max
Zone.
Blumenthal and Aaron Mate did a great job exposing that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. And Max Blumenthal, a Jewish guy? Why?
Anti-Semite?
Oh, right. And Norman Finkelstein brings out the truth. Why that anti-Semite? Oh, and Joe Biden says, I'm a Zionist? Mm-hmm. I'm not a... go over there. Go. Oh, Joe Biden. Joe Biden's about 3.5 years older than me. He got 5 draft deferments during the Vietnam War. 5. Wow. A little fat mouth that loves war, 5 draft deferments. Same with Trump. Trump got over $100 million from Sheldon Adelson and brags, I've done more for Israel than any other president. Oh, and I moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And I said to Israel, yeah, the land you stole from Syria and the Golan Heights, it's yours. Who the hell are these people representing? Oh, and Israel, how many times have I heard this one? Israel has the right to defend themselves. Nobody else does. Nobody else does. Now, Israel has no right to exist. And here are the facts. And if anybody, anybody could deny these facts, let me know. Here's your Trends Journal going back to 2006, Crusades 2000. You ready?
Yeah.
Regardless of what England's reasons or intentions were, self-serving or otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. Quote, His Majesty's government, His Majesty's government, some murderous slime ball from the UK? Yeah, that's right. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. Hey, wait a minute. Who the hell is he to say what should be going on in Palestine to say it's a national home for the Jewish people? Well, I guess he got the money from the Rothschild gang, didn't he? Oh, those are the facts.
Yes. Yeah.
Go on. Here it goes on. And will use its best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. You stole the land from the Palestinians. You got the money from the Rothschild gang to do it.
Yep. They're an occupying force. No occupying force has any right to claim that they are defending themselves. And of course, any of those soldiers on those grounds, if they're using weapons, those weapons were gotten through taxation. I love this ridiculous canard that they try to sell people, that a nation state has a right to defend itself. Ergo, therefore, we are going to force you. You can't defend yourself against Joe Biden. You've got to cough up the money to blast apart more Palestinian people in Gaza. That's their logic. It's disgusting.
And to show you the more disgusting, this is from Haaretz, not reported in not one major newspaper in America. This is the 6th. What was that? Wednesday. Israel approves construction of 3,476 housing units in West Bank settlements.
Oh,
you
man.
Mean stolen land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations? They're not settlements. They're stolen land. But we'll call it settlements, just like we say Israel has the right to defend itself. And not reported at all. Israel could steal all the land that they want. Oh, and did you see the number that came out? About 30 of the Palestinians that they arrested recently died in jail.
Yeah, and they don't call those hostages. They have held hundreds of people every year in Israel without trial, extrajudicial hearings, some of them teenage kids.
Yep.
And women, absolutely. And so if people were to use the logic that Israel can go in and wipe out civilians so they can get their hostages back, well, the Palestinian and the Hamas authorities could use the same logic to say we can go into Israel because you every year have held hundreds of people without trial.
Yep.
You're holding them in a corral, for God's sake.
Yeah, this is that little boy, Anthony Blinken.
Oh.
This is right after, this is October 12th. Couple of days after Hamas attack, which I'm totally opposed to the Hamas attack. Quote, talking to Netanyahu, I come before you not only as the United States Secretary of State, but also as a Jew. How about you come here as an American? I could care less what religion you believe in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And of course, for him,
how about coming to you as American?
Just the, it's
I could care less what religion you believe in, but don't you tell me that you're the chosen people and God gave you this land. Shove it.
And they're sucking your lifeblood. And again, I'll bring it back to Kingston. You know, I know it's a massive left-wing enclave there.
Oh.
Some of these people accept their own domestication. It's just sad. And you know, I don't know what, hopefully you'll stick around there. It's a beautiful area. And hopefully I'll be able to visit you again. You know, I got to go down there when David was speaking and so on and meet you. It was great. And I really hope that I get the opportunity to do that. I know you're planning something for the fall coming up, Gerald.
Yeah, we're going to have, I may even have an earlier Occupy piece. We're going to try to do as many as we can. I got to run, but I want to read this quickly.
Yeah.
I'm an American and I stand by what the founding fathers fought for. This is George Washington's farewell address. A real man that fought, a real general, not like that little betrayed us guy, that the Petraeus that's not working for KKK, that not that guy, who the troop surge in Afghanistan, not Lloyd Austin, not him who couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, all that weight, they don't make a paper bag big enough. This is a real man that fought, George Washington. Quote, "It is our true policy," this is his farewell address, "to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world, observe good faith and justice toward all nations, cultivate peace and harmony with all. The nation which indulges toward another an habitual hatred, like we've been taught since I'm a kid, hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off, hating Russia. The nation which indulges toward an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness, like we love Israel, is in some degree a slave. It is a slave to its animosity or to its affection, either of which is sufficient to lead it astray from its duty and interests. A passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. Sympathy for the nation, favorite nation, facilitating the illusion of an imaginary common interest in cases where no common interest exists, and the infusion into one the enmities of the other betrays the former into a participation in the quarrels of wars, of the latter without adequate inducement or justification." Right there. Not one of these slimeball politicians speak about or respect.
Gerald, you say it beautifully, bringing in the history. And of course, Trends Journal, the subhead for Trends Journal is History Before It Happens. And you work so hard. I'll let you get back to it, Gerald. And thank you for joining me as I filled in for David today. It's always great to hear from you. You are just such a great guy. And I hope I get to see you down there in Kingston again very, very soon. People can check out Trends Journal. They can check out your show with Judge Napolitano. And how do they want to follow you on Twitter/X?
Yeah. Gerald Celente. And same with Trends Journal, YouTube or Trends Journal. And thank you for what you're doing. The information and knowledge that you have is, you know, it's not many people are saying and doing what you're doing. Of course, David is and a number of us. But thank you so much. I mean, you know the facts and the information. And that's all that counts are the facts, not what people believe in. I'm a political atheist. You know, I was doing a show and I pulled this out over here. If I could find it. Yeah, here. "Love blooms on the campaign trail." That was my former wife. May she rest in peace. So when I say to you I was at the top in the political world, it's not a bunch of BS. You know, the facts are there. And when I quit, nobody could believe I was quitting. I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be a little slave to these clowns.
What a good move.
And that's all they are. It's a clown show. It's a presidential reality show. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thanks, Gerald. We'll talk to you again. Trends Journal. Check it out, everybody. It's trendsjournal.com. Gerald Celente. You're not only a gentleman, you're a finely attired gentleman. Your sartorial taste is amazing. And so are your principles. Appreciate it very much, Gerald. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You got it. You got it. Gerald Celente, everybody. What a good guy. And of course, Gerald, you can get the Trends Journal for 10% off if you use the code Knight from the David Knight Show.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.